Right now, school safety is a big concern around the nation after high-profile shootings, with everything from more police officers to arming teachers being talked about. A high technology solution is being marketed to schools, surveillance systems that use facial recognition software. Companies are marketing their software as a way to spot potential mass shooters before they attack, and many school districts are eager to get on board. But some people are voicing concerns over privacy and how well these systems actually work. Drew Harwell is a national technology reporter for The Washington Post, specializing in artificial intelligence and big data. Drew, thanks for joining us today.
Hey, thank you.
Well, talk about these security systems, these facial recognition cameras. What do they do? How do they work?
Yeah, so face recognition is a technology we probably all know in our phones and sometimes at the airports. I mean, they effectively are able to use the software to match one face to another. But they're increasingly being used in these surveillance capacities where you can have a camera at a gate to let people in by scanning their face, or you can have one of these cameras that's in the ceiling of any supermarket or store you go into that can pick up not just that it is your face, but identify who you are, match to a database, or compare you against somebody on a blacklist. So it's an incredibly powerful system. The technology is progressing really rapidly. It's an incredibly cheap system now. You can get started for a surprisingly affordable amount of money to get a really powerful system. So you're seeing it in a lot more locations now. You're even seeing it in schools.
Now, if I'm a school board or a school district administrator, the companies that make these, they come to me. What are they selling me on? How would this work in a school setting?
They're selling them as security. They're pitching these as this, you know, amazing technology that can offer you something that no security guard can really be able to. This potentially accurate form of monitoring that can look out for the bad guy and alert the security when they see the face of somebody they don't want to see. And that's, you know, the companies are pitching this as a solution to school shootings. This is a time where every school is really nervous about becoming the next statistic. And these software companies are suggesting they have the answer through this technology that's very new. It's very gee whiz and incredibly affordable. So, you know, they're able to market directly to these administrators who are looking exactly for the thing they're suggesting they can do.
So this is in place. I walk in the front door, say at my kid's school, I get scanned. How does it know who's a bad guy? What's the database or the file that says, oh yeah, this is a face of somebody we don't want here?
Yeah, every school is able to build their own blacklist. And for a lot of them, they have taken pictures of registered sex offenders, people who are have a warrant out for their arrest, fugitives, that kind of thing. But the schools can also put in whichever photos they want. So a lot of the schools have put in photos of students who have been expelled and are no longer welcome on campus, parents who may be in a contentious custody battle over who can keep the kid most of the week. And, you know, it really remains up to the administrators and the security on this school-by-school basis of who they want to allow on school grounds. So, you know, that creates all these questions of, will the schools begin to profile kids that maybe aren't bad but could be seen as potentially, you know, providing a hazard somewhere down the road? You know, it's one of these cases where no one wants a school shooter on campus, but it's really hard to know who that's going to be. You know, unless these systems can really preemptively identify who's going to be dangerous, they're kind of guaranteed to be ineffective because they can only look for the people you have sort of put on the blacklist. So they have the blacklist that they can look for, and then some schools operate off a whitelist where they just put in the photos of the students they want to allow on campus, certain employees, certain teachers, certain parents. And then if you're not on that list, it will trigger security and flag the school that there's a potential hazard at the gate.
We'll look a little more at potential concerns about this, but in looking at this, you found at least some school district administrators are on board. They're excited about this potential.
Yeah, I mean, they see this as potentially the next level of metal detectors or the next generation of having school security at the door. You know, this is an incredibly contentious debate now when we're talking about, should we give teachers guns? Should we amp up surveillance or checks of kids? And this technology presents that sort of air of science fiction almost. It seems futuristic. It seems like a software that can dispel a lot of these concerns and a lot of these anxieties from parents and school officials. And, you know, it's something that can run on its own. Faces are seen by police as this incredible asset in that you can identify people from far away. You don't necessarily need to get their consent like you would with a fingerprint. And face is fairly unique. It can be a pretty strong identifier. So a lot of the schools are going along with what the companies are saying and suggesting maybe it's something we try. Maybe it's the secret we need to protect our campus and protect our kids.
Talking to Drew Harwell from the Washington Post. He's a technology reporter there. He's written about the use of these facial recognition surveillance system in schools. Drew, let's get to some of the concerns now. One thing, these systems are sold as being able to tell your face from my face, from a high school kid's face, from a potential shooter's face. Do they work? Are they really good at identifying faces as unique and belonging to who they belong to?
Yeah, face recognition is still extremely new. It's very much untested. It works really well in certain situations and surprisingly poorly in others. It has different levels of accuracy, even varying by gender and skin color of who it's looking at. Face recognition cameras do way better with white guys than they do with women or people of color. And a lot of that has to do with the data that the systems are trained on. You know, there are certain algorithmic biases that get baked into these systems because they're dependent on lots and lots of data to teach them the differences between one face and the other, what one nose looks like versus versus mouths and eyes and face shape and that kind of thing. So they're not consistently accurate in a way that you would probably expect. When you're sort of using your face to unlock your phone, it's a little bit different. But when you're using your, you know, a system like this to look at 20 people in a room or compare them against the 300 million faces that are in the U.S., it becomes a much more inaccurate thing. And face recognition is practiced even by the FBI, even in these broad-scale security models, is surprisingly inaccurate in a lot of ways. Even the FBI system is not close to, 99% accurate. So that's one big issue is precision. If these systems are going to be put in the gates of a school where elementary grade students are going in, and this system is deciding the difference between a student who's allowed in safely and normally versus a student who may be a red flag, may be a danger, may even be a school shooter, every little bit of inaccuracy counts. So that's one big concern.
The other concern I was going to say is privacy. People have raised the issue of, okay, you've got this unique recognizing image of my kid, say, and maybe it's linked with other information at the school. Who controls that information? Can you talk about some of those concerns?
Yeah. I mean, privacy is a huge one because these are our faces. And, you know, we have certain laws in the country that protect kids' privacy specifically. We've always sort of regarded kids' data as a little bit special because they're not able to consent in the same way that adults are. And this is adding this extra element of surprisingly invasive surveillance technology into this place where, has always been sort of seen as, a place of learning, a place where kids can grow and make mistakes and that kind of thing. So the privacy is a big one. I mean, even, people who are out in a public place, they may expect that they're being videotaped, but knowing that they're being identified and matched to a database just because they're in public and just because the camera can see their face, I think that, weirds people out a little bit. It's a whole new level of privacy and security that we're having to engage with. So we're dealing with that on the adult side of it, but now that kids are being sort of thrust into this debate, and the question is over, who controls these images of kids' faces? What can these companies do with these images? How can they use them long-term? Some of the companies are using these facial images to train the systems that they're building long-term. They're sort of ingesting lots of facial data into these massive databases that they then train the software to understand. So is every parent okay with having their kid's facial image used in that way? Are the parents even asked? I mean, is this even something that we should be broaching with the parents first, because it's their kid in the first place? All of these are unanswered questions. And the people who are leading the discussion right now are the companies making the software. And so the parents we've talked to, and even some of the school administrators, say, we need to slow down and confront these issues, because right now we're just taking a lot of images of kids' faces and doing who knows what with them.
We'll leave it there. Drew, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Drew Harwell is a national technology reporter for The Washington Post. He talked with us about the rise in companies marketing facial recognition software to schools as a security measure.